This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Xcel Energy says it should have the Pawnee Power Plant in Brush, Colorado back online by tomorrow. The utility shut down the facility Friday after a fire in a coal storage facility. That fire is still burning, but a spokesperson said that the plant can safely reopen while firefighters continue to work. The company said none of its customers lost power due to the shutdown. Three Coloradans are among the first winners of Olympic gold for the United States in the Tokyo Summer Games. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
18-year-old Colorado Springs resident Anastasia Zolotich won the first U.S. gold in Tokyo, beating Russia in the Taekwondo final. William Shaner of Colorado Springs set an Olympic record Sunday in his gold medal performance in the 10-meter air rifle. At 20 years old, he is the youngest American to secure a gold medal in an Olympic rifle competition. And Amber English of Colorado Springs set a new Olympic record with her gold in the women's skeet shoot event. They are three of 33 Coloradans competing in the Tokyo Games. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The air quality across parts of the state could be unhealthy for people who have medical conditions or are sensitive to air pollution. State health officials have issued an ozone alert for much of the Front Range. That includes Fort Collins, Greeley, Denver, and Colorado Springs. They're also warning people about unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke in northern Route County. Fort Collins and Greeley are in the mid-90s today. You're listening to CPR News.